Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Join me in reading the scripture which I find the basis of our meditation, Acts chapter 9, verses 17 to 20. There I am among the disciples and unto God, and laying his hands on him, he said, Brother Paul, the Lord Jesus, who appears to you and the Lord Christ in the name, has sent you that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. And immediately, after my spirit fell from his eyes, and he regained his sight. Then he rose and was baptized, and took food and was strengthened. For several days he was with the disciples at Damascus, and in the synagogue immediately he proclaimed Jesus, and he was the Son of God. My dear friends in Christ, the two lessons for the 15th Sunday after Pentecost, which we have heard in this service, teach modesty, humility. Of those Christian virtues, the Apostle Paul, serving Paul's power in effect, was a model. To be sure, for the sake of protecting people from being seriously victimized, he could boast, as he did to the Corinthians. But because of the ultimate purpose of his boasting, he subordinated boasting about himself to boasting about his Lord, his Lord's all-sufficient grace and perfect power. Note that he is the